This is HDN.
Get up in the morning, get on the bus.
Thursday, October the 2nd, this is the Halifax Daily News. And this show is chock full of fun stuff.
All right, bus groupies. Ever heard tell of that? Apparently, it's a thing.
What?
Bus groupies. They are traditionally women that hang around the front of the bus on the commute in the mornings to talk to the bus driver.
We used to have that. The kids used to do that. Like, I'd take the city bus to junior high, for instance, and there were like about four or five that, you know, they chatted up the driver quite a bit and talked to him and loved it. And just, you know, they almost felt like they were entitled to more than every other person in the bus because they knew the driver and they'd say hi and they'd, you know, hang out there. I remember one would rip the bus transfers for the driver, that type of thing.
Oh, really?
So, they're like rock stars.
Okay. Well, bus groupies, the term, I guess, is used to describe the females.
Oh, like puck bunnies.
Something like that.
That's hockey. Yeah. Buckle bunnies. Those are rodeo women that hang around the rodeos.
Okay. Well, apparently we had a situation yesterday that got out of control. Actually, it was the Beaver Bank Transit bus.
Was it you, Lisa?
No, it wasn't me.
Was it you? Are you a bus bunny?
Stopped in the Beaver Bank Road when a woman pulled her vehicle in front of the bus to prevent it from passing and then got out and started jumping up and down in front of the bus to prevent it from going forward. She got onto the bus and then started having a verbal altercation with the driver.
Was this his wife or something?
No. The woman and the male bus driver are known to each other, but the word is that she was one of these bus groupies who...
Let's call them bus bunnies.
Bunnies?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, police were called and there's a whole investigation now. I guess there was about 10 people on board the Beaver Bank Transit bus and things were stopped for about 20 minutes while a new bus was sent to the scene and the driver was removed from duty for the day. And
this sounds like more than just a groupie. You know what I mean? This sounds like maybe the bus driver is involved, has a wife or whatever, and this might have been something and a bit of a fight. And
they had a falling out, I guess. They had a previous, they knew each other and they had a falling out is how the police described it.
And so if the guy is in a relationship or has a family or whatever, he's probably saying, I was a bus groupie. That's it. There are lots of them. They're everywhere. We're like rock stars. Honestly, you've heard of bus groupies, haven't you?
Sure. Hasn't everyone? Well, apparently this woman was known for being really difficult. Like she would stand like right in the middle and it would be difficult for other passengers, especially.
They're entitled to their entitlements, those bus bunnies.
Known to dress inappropriately at times, according to some reports that I read. So
when's this bus go by anyway? I got to check this out.
Once an hour, top of the hour, right at the end of the court here.
Can you do that in a song? That sounds like something Stomp and Tom would say.
Once an hour, top of the hour, right at the end of the court.
Well, would you looky here? The Chronicle Herald has had a change of heart.
Oh, really? So was it a combination of your mom's email and our podcast?
Well, could have been.
What's happened?
Well, they have, to backtrack a little bit of the backstory, the Chronicle Herald sent a notice out to its subscribers on the weekend saying that they would start charging for its 8 times a year magazine that they produce. Mm-hmm. Now, previously, it was a bonus for regular subscribers. That was sort of cited as the bonus that people were given because they got rid of the Sunday paper. Subscribers were, told that they could opt out if they wanted to say, no, I don't want the magazine, and no, I don't want to pay an extra $2 for it. Well, they have just decided that the policy is not in keeping with their tradition.
Well, as your mother said, it would be like a landlord changing the rent, and rather than giving the tenants a notice that the rent is changing, saying, yeah, we're just going to shorten the term of your lease.
Well, they've apologized for the policy, says it will properly bill subscribers and allow subscribers to decide for themselves if they want to pay for the magazine. They posted an ad in the paper yesterday, and in big, bold letters, they said, "We sincerely apologize," and as they should.
So the power of the pen, or the...
keyboard.
Keyboard? Was it an iPad?
Yeah, iPad, yeah.
The power of the pad and the power of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We can change laws. Or at least, you know, change papers policy. That's great. Good on your mom. Good on you for bringing that to everybody's attention.
Saw this on haligonia.ca yesterday. Whoever is in charge of naming the adoptable kittens at the SPCA, they're on fire these days. They posted a picture of their most recent list of adoptables, these cute little kittens. They're all 2 months old. And you can get the domestic short hair mix neutered male by the name of Professor Puddin' Pop. Or if you choose, you can get the neutered domestic short-haired mix, 2 months old, named Colonel Snazzy Pants. And if that doesn't appeal to you, how about the neutered domestic short-haired mixed male, Good King Snugglewumps?
I wonder how many people keep those names. Or they just go, the cat doesn't care. The cats do not care.
Cats don't give a shit.
No, if you're feeding them. Yes. Our cat started off with the name Knickers.
Yeah.
Then went to Poopy Cat.
The Poopy Cat.
Then went to Large Marge. Now it's just Marge because she's lost weight. And now it's just
per
Poopy.
Snickers.
Per Snickers. And She just looks at you going, are you referring to me? Because my bowl's empty here. So I'll keep meowing until you fill the damn thing. I don't care what you call me.
We've always done that. I mean, I remember our first dog growing up was named Lady, and then it was turned to Raid. I don't know why. I don't know how that came about. I don't know if it's because she was eating flies or what, but Raid. And then I saw the movie Arthur and fell in love with Dudley Moore, so then I started calling her Dudley, and then it was just Dud for short. I mean, it was just...
So all of your pets have personality disorders?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure. That explains a lot.
It does, doesn't it?
Actually, you do that with your family, too. Your sister, Lori, is now Orty.
That came about because Brahman, when she was a baby, couldn't say Lori, and it just kind of came out as
Well, everybody
Orty.
Calls her Orty now, though.
Yeah, but everybody calls her Orty now. Hey, look who's on the phone. It's the gang from the Cobequid Foundation. Who we got on the line with us today?
Mary Long, Krista Surratt, and Stacey Chapman.
And you guys are going to be telling us all about the Walk for Our Community that is coming up on the 19th of October. How many years have you guys been at this now? It seems like it's a fall tradition around Sackville.
Yeah, it's our 21st annual walk run for the health of our community, so we're pretty excited about that. And this event has now raised over $1 million for priority medical equipment for our center. So we're hoping that everybody will come out and take part with the event.
Still not too late to register.
No, it isn't for sure. And the date is Sunday, October 19th.
What I really like about the walk is that you see a lot of the same faces year after year. It must feel good to have that kind of support.
Yeah, it does for sure. And we're pretty excited this year because all of the funding from this event will grow and strengthen the services provided in our cardiology clinics.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of priority equipment for cardiac care, and I think that that's a real priority for our community. We've been hearing that that's the services that they really would like to see us expand here, so we're pretty excited about that.
Well, I guess when it comes to any sort of cardiac event, I mean, minutes are crucial. And definitely if, you know, residents of Sackville, Beaver Bank, Mount Uniac and whatever can get what they need from you guys as opposed to taking those precious minutes to zip into the QE2, it's going to make a huge difference.
Yeah, for sure. And we're looking for lots of volunteers for the event. And I think Mary has lots of information on that.
Yeah, so we are still looking for a few volunteers to fill just a few more spaces that we have, just ticket sales, ballot boxes, cheering at the finish line.
Oh, that's always important, having the folks with the pom-poms cheering as you come on to the finish line. That's always a great touch.
Yeah, so if people who are interested want to go to our link, which is the cobequidwalkrun.kintra.org.
Mm-hmm.
And register there and come out and help us that way, too.
And Krista, you are in charge of prizing this year. I understand that you guys have some great prizes lined up for the walkers.
Yes, well, our big draw prize is the tickets for two for a round trip from WestJet, so we're really excited to have that prize again this year. And we also have a Fraser RV 3-night, 4-day rental, so that's always exciting to have that back again.
Very cool.
Yeah, and we just heard today that we have two tickets for a Neptune show, so that's also a big prize. Mm. And we have probably 9 other really great door prizes again this year.
The great thing about this is that it's as competitive as you want it to be. I mean, certainly there are people who run it and you know, treat it as a running race. But yeah, for the most part, we're just taking a leisurely stroll through Sackville.
Yeah, basically. It can be as competitive competitive as you want.
All right, guys. Listen, looking forward to it. Jamie and I will be there to MC and help host
Indeed.
A great afternoon for the health of our community. And again, if they want more information on how to register, where can they go?
They can go to the www.cobequidwalkrun.kintra.org. Or they can call us at 869-6128.
All right. Mary, Krista, Stacy, thank you so much. We'll see you on the 19th.
Thank you, and we look forward to seeing you. Thanks so much for supporting our event.
See you then. We were talking about that direct flight from Japan to Halifax a few podcasts ago, and we were wondering which route it took. And David Boyd sent me a map of the actual route. But
cool.
I can't bring it up on my phone for whatever reason. So I did a little bit more research, and yes, you are correct. It is the polar route.
Okay.
And a record was set not all that long ago using the polar route from somewhere in Japan to Chicago.
Okay.
And so I guess a lot of flights have followed suit, and that's where they're going, right up over the old North Pole down to Halifax.
Very cool.
And when you look at the world that way from the top, it doesn't look like that long of a journey.
Yeah, 14 and a half hours stuck in a plane. That is a long haul. That's a long time to spend with your knees up around your ears.
That's what she said. You see, that joke is still funny if you just use it sparingly.
That's right. You just have to sprinkle it in just every now and then.
That's what she said. You see, if you start doing it all the time, it loses it. So just use it sparingly, and maybe we can bring that joke back up into the forefront. It was that damn Steve Carell that ruined it for all the rest of us.
That's right. Ah, geeks and nerds now have a place to go in Sackville. I want to get this guy on the podcast. J. Aaron Roy. He's actually co-founder of the popular podcast turned live comedy show Geeks vs. Nerds. And for years, he worked at Strange Adventures Comics in downtown Halifax.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he's picked up and moved out to Sackville and opened up Cape and Cowl Comics. I think we talked about this a few months ago when we found out that they were coming to town. Well, they are now open on Sackville Drive, and looks like they are here to stay. They're toying with the idea of staying open on Sundays, and they're at 536 Sackville Drive. And it's kind
Is this direct competition to Strange Adventures now? Have they broken off on their own? Are they still involved with Strange Adventures? Do we know?
I don't think they're affiliated with one another. But, you know, Jay says that he wanted to set up in Sackville because growing up out in Fall River, he knew that there was really no place for kids like him to hang out and explore their geek and nerd self. And they would find themselves, you know, having to truck it all the way into Halifax to places like Strange Adventures and whatnot. But he says now, you know, Cape and Cowl is open, and it's a place for the suburban folks to go and get their geek on.
Well, I hope that they're not in direct competition with Strange Adventures, because you do not want one of those geek turf wars going on there.
I've seen The Big Bang Theory. I know what happens.
These nerds get pretty riled up. Sons of Anarchy meets The Big Bang Theory.
Sons of Anarchy meets Sheldon.
And that is our podcast, so go off and enjoy the day. Carpe, whatever the hell you want to carpe, and we'll see you back here on Friday.
Until then.